The tragedy of Deir Yassin massacre is one of the most murderous atrocities that Zionists committed in 1948. Zionists misused the martyrdom of Abdul Qadir Husseini, the commander of Palestinian combatants in the conflict in Qastal village, to cause the sorrowful tragedy of Deir Yassin massacre. Deir Yassin is located near west of Beitul Muqaddas. Zionists launched operations called Nakshon to penetrate into Quds city, but later some Zionist groups tried to evade the responsibility of the atrocity in this village. So they claimed that Maghana terrorist group didn't take part in this assault. Irgun and Stern Zionist groups were responsible for this massacre. The evidence found later made the reality clear. Shortly before Deir Yassin massacre, Zionist groups made arrangements with each other, and Haqqana's leader wrote a letter to Irgun's commander saying, "I'm told that you are planning to attack Deir Yassin. I want to say that attacking Deir Yassin is one of our goals in our general plan, and I don't have any objections to your plan in this regard." In the morning of April 10, 1948, Zionist attack on Deir Yassin started. The forces of Irgun, Palmach, and Haqqana groups started their attack from the east and then moved to the south of Deir Yassin. Stern group moved behind them in two armored vehicles equipped with loudspeakers. Defenders of Deir Yassin village repelled the first Zionist attack. They might have suppressed Zionists altogether if they hadn't faced the lack of weapons and if backup forces had arrived on time. After this failure, Zionists organized their forces and attacked Deir Yassin again. Palestinian combatants fought against them bravely. As Menachem Begin, the malefactor Zionist prime minister of that time, admitted, "In this attack, Palestinians defended their wives, children, and homes quite gravely. Zionists attacked every home in the Deir Yassin village and destroyed every house they occupied and killed its residents. In order not to let even one Palestinian survive this attack, they announced in their loudspeakers all the time that the way to Beit Hakram was open, and that whoever intended to leave Deir Yassin could use this road. When some villagers left their homes to use this road, Zionists attacked them by their machine guns. Those villagers who'd stayed in their homes were martyred by hand grenades thrown into their houses. Then Zionists entered every house and beheaded any living creature they saw. In the attack to Deir Yassin, Zionists' progress toward the village center was very slow because the residents of this village resisted unbelievably. In order to devastate Deir Yassin completely, Zionist commanders sent large shipments of explosives to this village and commanded that every house be destroyed and even every living thing in the village be killed. Killings and devastations continued until noon. From about 400 residents of Deir Yassin, only 40 people survived miraculously. In order to hide its villainy, Haqqana terrorist group dug a large mass grave outside Deir Yassin village and buried 250 dead bodies there. Zionists blocked all the ways to the village while burying the corpses. They even prevented the representative of the Red Cross from entering the village. However, the head of a French diplomatic group who managed to enter the village wrote in his report later on that, "Not only was my request for help rejected, but also they didn't accept the responsibility of what could have happened to me." Terrorist groups were present in Deir Yassin, and most of them were armed youths or adolescents with blood-ridden clothes. They were carrying long, blood-stained daggers. I saw a girl whose eyes had been cut out of her eye sockets while her hands were tied up. Considering the martyrdom of Abdelkader Hosseini, the commander of the Holy War Army, this massacre happened in a very difficult situation. At that time, the leader of Palestinian people did not pay much attention to the emotional outcomes of this disaster. After the news of the Deir Yassin massacre reached other parts of Palestine, residents of some villages left their village even before the arrival of Zionist terrorist groups. Zionists considered the Deir Yassin massacre very effective in implementing their plan for occupying Palestine and driving its residents out.